David Jolly, Scaring White America is the Ethos of Today's Republican Party. By Pam Key on September 17, 2024. Former GOP Representative David Jolly said Tuesday on MSNBC's The Readout that rhetoric on immigration used to scare white America is the ethos of today's Republican Party. Host Joy Reid said, "The idea that little kids in Springfield, Ohio, can't go to school without armed guards surrounding them is J.D. Vance's fault. He represents them in the United States Senate. There's an election coming up in which his name will be on the ballot. And he will be being asked to be elevated to the vice presidency of the United States after doing that to children in his own state. They expect Republicans, particularly white Republicans, to vote for him and in the Senate race against Sherrod Brown. Should we expect better of the voters in Ohio that they will not do that?" Jolly said, "This is a horrific moment for this campaign and for the country. And it was incited by J.D. Vance and Laura Loomer and Donald Trump and others. I believe it was last week, you and I discussed the emerging Willie Horton narrative that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would lay down. Perhaps this is it, the 2024 version of the Willie Horton ad. They're going to scare white America to say, in this case, legal immigrants who are contributing to our community are somehow a threat. And then it brings out the Proud Boys and brings out the bomb threats and so forth. I would also say, though, for J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, they don't escape as being the only people culpable. This is a reflection of today's Republican Party." He added, "I can draw a direct thread to the words of Katie Britt in her response to the State of the Union. They were essentially black and brown people are coming into your white communities and you should be scared." She gave this speech about how terrifying it is to be a white woman because black and brown people might come into your neighborhood. "This is not just this campaign strategy, the ethos of today's Republican Party." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.